This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is part two of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackel, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. We recorded this conversation right after the co-op summer convention in Cincinnati. Let me just switch gears here and ask you a little bit about the evolution of this whole floor covering business, the retail sector of it. The impact that the big box home improvement players, as well as the online players, have had and are having on this business?
Well, you asked two big questions, and let me try to answer them fairly quickly. In the area of the big box retailers, certainly they have had a very difficult time of late. I mean, there's been tremendously bad press around installation services at some of the big box players. I think that they've been really hurt during this downturn, probably at retail more than others have. But the fact is, anybody that counts them out is greatly mistaken. I have no doubt that they're going to redouble their efforts, look at their model, make improvements, and become better. So I think anyone who thinks that, hey, they're gracefully stepping out, I think is mistaken. And the fact is, even with them sort of retreating a little bit, they still have a huge share. The internet, to me, is the sleeping elephant in this industry, and you know, I really believe that those retailers that are going to succeed have to have a great internet presence. And I've said this before on your show, and I really believe that the internet's the new front door of everyone's business. It's the first impression a customer has of your business. And as customers become more and more and more computer literate, they are going to be expecting more and more out of your company from your website. And I think one of the areas that independent specialty stores are going to have the greatest difficulty is, how do you play in that game? How do you, you know, even if you know how to do it, how do you economically justify building the kind of website the customers are going to want to see to feel good about your company and dealing with your company and compete with larger companies like Carpet One Floor and Home and certainly, you know, the iFloors and other people? I don't think that this industry is going to change overnight where everyone's buying every product over the internet. But I do think that this whole immersion of the experience being one that takes place online and in the store and, frankly, in home is really a change and transformation of the business. And it's not going to be, hey, I'm an online customer, hey, I'm an in-store customer. It's really going to be a person that probably is going to be a portion of both. And in some cases, it may be an online customer that's in just an online and in-home customer that says, hey, bring me product to my home. I like to see it at my home. I don't want to be bothered to go to your store. And we're certainly seeing that becoming a much bigger segment of our business. And I think it's going to transform how retail is done.
Mm-hmm. Let me follow up on something you said about some of the home improvement players, and Home Depot in particular. Now that we're in this post-Nardelli era here, the company said it's going to concentrate its efforts on its retail business. They've got some pretty deep deep pockets. What are your expectations from there? Are they going to come back in spades and do a lot better job than they've done up to this point?
Look, and I don't pretend and wish to be perceived as an expert, but let me tell you what I think they would be thinking if they were me. Is I think I'd be sitting back and saying, okay, look at, we aren't executing in the store, that our close rate of customers coming into our floor covering stores is not what we want it to be. So we need to now think of new ways to deal and work with customers, and I'm not going to get into this because it's really not my place to talk about it, but we do know that they're testing a lot of new concepts on how to improve customer service in the stores. And the second area I would be looking at is, how do I improve the operations of my business? And If I were them, I would be looking at, how do I improve customer service via the installation process? And you know, these are big companies with deep pockets, and they're going to figure out both these things. And if they improve their close rate dramatically in the store, and I think they'll do both, improve their operational ability and improving customer satisfaction, they're going to become much, much more formidable than they are now. And they are not easy competition to them.
Uh-huh. Talk about the mid-tier players, the Lumber Liquidators, the Empires, the Florida Cores. They seem to have carved out a nice niche for themselves.
Well, I think that they are people that we all have to sit back and look at and understand. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is trying to compete with somebody else rather than trying to create your own niche. And I think, as I'm sure you got at our convention, Carpet One Floor at Home is all about leadership and all about being the best at what we are and what we define. There are going to be niches in any industry. There always will be niches in any industry. I think what you're going to see with all these players is that they're trying to move from being a niche to being more mainstream. I think particularly the internet efforts of iFloor and the internet efforts of Lumber Liquidators are such that I think that they're going to do a pretty good job of expanding their business, keep expanding their business, you know, via the internet. And I think, as you know, because you just had Steve on your show, that they're really, you know, moving towards being not just an internet company, they're really towards being brick and mortar and merging the two. And from what I can tell, I think they're doing a pretty good job at doing that, and not being trying to be a traditional retailer, but trying to be an internet retailer. And I think, you know, our members and our vision of the future is to create an in-store experience that is greatly differentiated from that lower-end, no-frills experience. So the customer values buying from us for a couple of reasons. One, better selection and product, finding quote the right, most beautiful product for their home. The security of knowing that they're choosing the right product, meaning that they're getting exactly what they need, what their needs are, so they're not taking a risk of making a mistake, and which customers are very concerned about, and taking away the fear that they're going to have a poor job in installation, and you know, lastly, the big part of it is taking the hassle out of the purchase. And as I mentioned at the convention, you know, for us to be a first-class floor covering retailer isn't enough for us to be the best in the floor covering industry. We have to fare well compared to our competitors in traditional retail. You know, Restoration Hardware, Pottery Barn, Best Buy. I mean, our customer is looking at and comparing us as to whether or not we're a good company by other retailers, not just other floor covering retailers.
Having discussed all of these players, the big box home improvement guys, these mid-tier folks, the online specialists, where's that leave specialty stores in terms of share of the market?
Well, I think specialty stores that do what they used to do and always keep doing what they used to do, other than a few rural areas of the country, which aren't going to be as affected as much as others, I think are really going to become dinosaurs. A specialty retailer has to be excel and create an environment in the store. When someone comes into the store, their mouth ought to drop open and go, ah, this is a great place. Wow, I can see I'm going to find some wonderful products here. It should be inviting. They should feel like this is going to be a fun place to buy. They should be helped by a sales professional that isn't sitting there trying to close them every minute, but really understand color, design, fashion, product needs. You know, and I guess I should have started this. The whole story really needs to start with the website that a customer goes to and feels like they get a great education, that they can see product, they can understand product, they can see prices, and if they choose to, not even to go into the store. And the point I'm really making here, just to sum it up, is there has to be an experience the consumer has that say, this has value to achieve the things I just discussed about, making them feel like they're going to choose the right product for them, how homes going to look more beautiful, they're going to have less headaches, and they're going to have a quality installation. Those are the things that especially retailers need to convey to a customer. And I think, quite frankly, most don't. And I think because of that, we're leaving the door wide open for our lower price, lower service competitors to really take a bigger and bigger slice of the overall market.
This will conclude the second part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackle, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. We're talking about the co-op summer convention, which was held in Cincinnati. This is Floor Radio.